Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem He, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema. For Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Harav David ben Shima, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shar Yosha ben Babachai Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Yelena bas Chana, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Pnina bas Esther, Chizkiyo Shloim Aziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Baruch ben Chana Henela, Rachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Hadasa, Aharon ben Chaya Mira, Rechel Chana Malka bas Tova, Yaakov Hillel ben Chaya Sara and Necha Rivka bas Chaya Elka. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalo, Shloime Zeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan. So the topic of the 22nd parak of Masech de Shabbos is the Melacha of Schita. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Bey said, "Ein soichten es aperos lahoitzi mehem mashkin." It's usher for a person on Shabbos to squeeze fruit with the intention that mashka juice come out of the fruit. Then the Mishnah said, "What happens if fruit gets squeezed on its own?" Meaning, mashkin is yoitzin men haperos me'atzman. Are you allowed to benefit from that fruit on Shabbos, or are you not? A machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, a major machloikis amayuroim, how to understand and explain the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, a rather challenging daf kuf mem dalet. But that was all with regards to the halacha of what happens if mashkin is yoitza from the peiros meyatzman. The Gemara now is going to return to the first halacha of schita mentioned in the Mishnah, and that is the very basic idea that ein soichten es haperos lahoitzi mehem mashkin. Now, Rashi said in the Mishnah that the reason you're not allowed to squeeze peiros is the havalei mefarik, the who told the dedosh. If somebody squeezes juice out of a fruit, he's violating the malacha of mefarik, which is not in and of itself an av malacha. It's only a tolda of a malacha. What's the av malacha? It's dash. So schita mefarik are both toldos. The av malacha is dash. Dash means you're not allowed to remove a kernel from its husk. That was something that was done b'mlachas hamishkan. It was part of the sidur, the pas, and it goes down as one of the 39 malachas. The one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. But the essence of the malacha of dash is that if you have something that's enveloped in something else, you're not allowed to remove that thing. The kernel's inside its husk. You're not allowed to remove kernel from husk. And from there we learn that anything that's similar to that, such as mefarik or schita, removing fruit juice from the fruit, that all falls under this category. It's a melacha d'oraisa. Stating that, the Gemara begins with a very important caveat to the halacha of schita. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel, Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Avim L'Toicha K'deira. A person's allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes if the juice is going to go into a pot of food. When it's not okay to squeeze fruit is if the juice is going to go into a bowl. Meaning if you're squeezing fruit into food, there's no Isser Schita. The Isser Schita, said Shmuel, is only when you squeeze juice into an empty bowl. But if the juice is going into food, so then the halacha is, there's no Isser Schita. What's the reason for it? So we're going to see in the Gemara. The reason is because schita is removing A from B. Kernel, which is A, from its husk, which is B. The only time there's an issur schita is when the juice that's coming out of the fruit that you're squeezing it from is viewed as a different entity. So the food is an oichel, obviously. That's what a fruit is. The juice that comes out is a mashka. So if you're taking mashka from an oichel, that's the definition of dash. As a result, it's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. If you squeeze juice from a fruit into food, being that the outcome, what you're trying to accomplish is to enhance the food that you're eating, you don't want the mashka as a mashka. You want the mashka to be an ingredient in the oichel that you're eating. So then, this is a little bit of a chiddush, halacha views the mashka that came out of the fruit not as a mashka. It views it as an oichel, which means you didn't take mashka mitoich oichel, you took oichel mitoich oichel. That's not dash. That's not mefarik. Mefarik is when it's A from B, not A from A, not B from B. So if the kivun of you squeezing the mashka out of the fruit is because you want mashka, so you have oichel, you're creating mashka from the oichel, that's what the malacha of dash is. If, however, you want the mashka to end up in an oichel, so really your end game is not to use it as mashka, but rather to use it as oichel. So then we look at the mashka as it's emerging from the fruit, as already being an oichel. So you are a mitzi mashke mitoich oichel, you are a mitzi oichel mitoich oichel. And in that case, it's going to be okay. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda heard where Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel, and he said, mi divrei Rabbeinu nilmad, from Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu in this Gemara? Shmuel. So from Shmuel, we can learn another chiddush, and that is, choy levadam ezel techakdeiro, you're allowed to milk a goat if the milk is going to go into a kedera. Avaloy letoich ha'ara, if it's going to go into a ka'ara, it's not going to be okay. Okay, so we saw already briefly earlier in the Masechta that to milk an animal on Shabbos is problematic. It's the malach of mefarik. It's the malach of dash. Same concept. You're taking milk from the animal. You're squeezing juice out of a fruit. But said Rav Chisda, I think a chiddush, that based on Rabbeinu, based on what Shmuel said, that the only time there's a nisus chita is if it's mashke mitoich oichel, but if it's oichel mitoich oichel, not. And if the intention of you taking the mashka from the oichel is to eat it in an oichel. So then we look at it as being oichel mitoich oichel. So just like squeezing juice out of a fruit where you want the juice to go into a ketera is oichel mitoich oichel. The fruit is an oichel, the ketera is an oichel. So too, if you're going to milk an animal, the animal is oichel. The kedera, where the milk is going to go into, is also oichel. So it's not mashke mitoich oichel, it's oichel mitoich oichel. And if it's oichel mitoich oichel, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Alma says the Gemara, what do you see from all this? Kasavar mashke habolo oichel oichelu, that any mashke where the intention, the end game is for it to go into an oichel, is considered an oichel. Also, Rami Racham, Rami Racham asked a kasha from a toisefta in mesechtes tahayroi, zov shechoylu vesoeis, a zov that was milking a goat, hachol of tummy. The halacha is that the cholov is going to be tummy. Now, the truth is, it's a very big chiddush in the world of tummy v'tayr. So we know that not all people that are tummy were created equally. Every type of tumah has its own shulchan aruch that governs it. A zav is unique in that he's metame tumas hesed, not to be confused with tumas masa. Tumas masa says that if I am tahar and I carry something that's tummy, I now become tummy. Tumas Hesed is the reverse. Tumas Hesed states that if someone is tummy and he carries or he moves a davar tahar, that thing becomes tummy. Most tmeyim are not metame tumas Hesed. A zov is unique in that he's metame tumas Hesed. So the Tesefta says that if a zov would milk an animal, the milk that comes out of the animal as he's being choylev the animal is being moved. If that's the case, the zov is moving the milk would become tamei tumas hesed. A very simple, straightforward halacha in the world of tahiris. So says the Brice, the zov shecholev bezoez, hachol of tamei, what's the Gemara's kasha? I am a mashka bolo, oichlin, oichelhu, b'mayis kasha. Now if you're going to tell me that any time mashka comes out of an oichel, the halacha is, we view it as an oichel to the extent that it's about to go into an oichel. So why is it so pashut that this cholov is going to be tameh? Meaning the assumption is cholov is a mashka. If it's a mashka that comes in contact with tumah is always tameh. So in this case, the zov came in contact with the cholov. Had he come in contact with the cholov, he moved it somewhat indirectly, but it doesn't matter. In the world of tumas hasid, it's considered that he moved it. As a result, you would say that he was metamed. The problem is, if we're going to view the cholov as being an oichel, then an oichel doesn't wake up in the morning huchshel lekabel tumah. Something has to happen. It has to be prepped in order for it to be able to be mekabel tumah. Mesachtes machshirin. It first needs to come in contact with a liquid. Where did this cholov come in contact with a liquid? Why is it so pashut? Zov shecholov esoeis hacholov tami. There has to be a lot of fine print on this halacha. Because it depends. Is it going into a ka'ara? Is it going to a kedera? If it's going into a kedera, it would have to become wet. What do you mean? The cholov is a mashka. The mashka has to come in contact with a mashka? No, but this mashka is really not a mashka. It may look like one, but at the same time it isn't, because you're telling me halacha, mashka bala oichel k'oichel. So freit the Gemara, why is zav shecholov esayis hacholov automatically tameh, tumas hesed, in the event that this cholov was going into a k'teira, it's an oichel, it should have to be hukshel lekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, k'dam Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said this in a different context, but we're just going to apply a teretz that Rabbi Yochanan said to be miyashev, a mishnah somewhere else. We're going to use that to explain this brisa right here. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Betipa hamuluchlechas al pi adad." It was talking about where the woman's dad had a little bit of cholov on it. chalav was yoytze from the dad, it came in contact with a little bit of tipa that was on the dad, and that was machshor lekabel tumah. Point is hachanami. That's the yogimta. But tipa amuchlachas al pi adad. So the zov that's chalav esoes. The halacha is going, the cholov is huchsha lekabel tumah hacha b'maya skinon, where the A's had a little bit of cholov on its dot. As a result, even if you look at it as an oichel, it became huchsha lekabel tumah. That's where it become tami tumas hesem. Also, Ravina asked the kasha from that same toisefto tami meis shesachas zeis vanovim. If you have a tami meis that's squeezed zeis vanovim. Now a tami meis, even though in most areas of tumah he's more chomer than a zov, but in some areas he's less chomer. For example, even though a zov is metame Tumas Hesed, but a Tomei Meis is not Metame Tumas Hesed. So a Zov that milks an animal is Metame the Cholov, because he moved the Cholov. If you move the Cholov, you are Metame the Cholov. A Tomei Meis that does the same thing, the halach is going to be that the Cholov is not going to be Tomei. If that's the case, if a Tomei Meis squeezes Zeisen Vanovim, even though juice is moving when you squeeze the fruit, but there's no Tumas Hesed, so it's not going to be Tomei automatically. However, it's still possible that the juice will become Tame. How so? Because if the Tame maize touches the fruit now becomes Tame. As the juice emerges from the fruit is now being Metame the juice. So there's still a real tuma v'tahira concern as it relates to a tummy maze that sochat seisen v'anofen. There's no tumas hesed, but at the same time, there's a very basic tumas maga concern. The maize or the tummy maize touched the fruit now touched the mashkas. It says the price of the halachas as follows. Kibbeya mechuvenes, if the fruit was exactly a sheer kibbeya tahar, then the halach is the juice is going to be tahar. And the reason is because there's a sheer of how big oichlin has to be in order for it to be tahar. Or at the very least, how big oichlin has to be in order for it to be mitame. If the food is less than a beya, even though usually shiurei oichlin is bekizayas, but when it comes to tumah, the shiur is a beya. So if it's less than a beya, the halach is it doesn't have the ability to be mitama. So what the Brice is saying is that if a tummy mace would squeeze eisen v'anovim, if the zayas or the anova was exactly a beya, that means when you squeezed a little bit of juice out, it now became less than a beya. Which means that at the moment that the juice came in contact with the fruit wasn't a beya, it didn't have the ability to be metamed. So the halach is, the juice is going to be tough. If, however, the fruit was bigger than a kebeya, so then even after you squeeze the juice out, it's still a beya, still has the ability to be metamed. So the halach is, the juice is going to be tummy. What's the kash? Now, if you're going to tell me that mashka that's bala oichel is oichel, so why is it so poshut that if somebody was sochat zeisen v'anovim, that the mashka that's yoitz is automatically going to be tame? The mayis kasher, it should have to be huchshel kabel tuma. Usually you learn this braisa, and it makes perfect sense, because mashka doesn't have to be huchshel kabel tuma. But now that you're telling me that in the world of lumdis, sometimes a mashka is really an oichel, if that's the case, in mesechtes machshirin, there's implications. It has to be huchshel kabel tuma. So frank the gemara, where did this mashka become huchshel kabel tuma? Humoisifla, Ravina asked the kasher, fumefarikla, Ravina gave the answer. He said, no choice, there was no other way out. He says, you have to say it's talking about where he wasn't soichel l'toich ha'kedera. And chenami, if the schita was happening into food, it would have to be huchshel l'kabel tumah. But we'll make an akimta, not such a crazy akimta. It's talking about where the schita happened into a kara. And if that's the case, it doesn't have to be huchshel l'kabel tumah, because then for sure this mashka is going to be a mashka. The bottom line is we have a halacha that Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel, and that is that if somebody squeezes juice out of a fruit, sometimes the juice is treated as a mashka, as a beverage, and sometimes it's treated as an oichel, as food. What does it depend on? Are you squeezing it into food, or are you squeezing it into a ka'ara? If you're squeezing it into food, it has a din of oichel. If you're squeezing it into a ka'ara, then it doesn't have a din of an oichel, it has a din of a mashka. And so far, we've seen that there are many implications. Number one, in Hilchos Shabbos, schita is mashka mitoich oichel. Because that's what dosh is. It's dover mitoich dover, where the two dvarim are different. If you squeeze a fruit into a ka'ara, it's schita. If you squeeze a fruit into a kedera, it's not going to be schita. We see this implications in Hilchos Tum as well, in the Sechtes Machshirin. Oichel needs to be huchshel kabel tumah in order for it to become tumah. Mashke doesn't have to be huchshel kabel tumah in order for it to be tumah. Bottom line is a very important chiddush. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Kitanoida. This chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shul is really machlik. And this is a Mishnah in the first parak of Mesechtes Tzitzis Maestros. So even though there's no Gemara on Zeraim and there's no Gemara on Tyrus, but when you learn Daf Yomi and you go through all these Gemaras, you end up learning a lot of these Mishnahis. So Machlik Banovim, if somebody takes Anovim, so Rashi says, Nachtoim Hamachlik Pnei Kikor Roisa Banovim, Shesoichet Hamashka La Kikor. So bakers would take grapes, they would squeeze the juice from the grapes, it should go on top of the loaves of bread, and then they would smooth it, they would mish it onto the top of the bread. So if a baker was doing this, the halach is loy huksha. The bread doesn't become huksha lekabel tumah. It's a chiddush. You would think it should be huksha lekabel tumah because the bread just became wet. You just squeezed grape juice on top of it. So why isn't it huksha lekabel tumah? That's what the Tanakh holds. Rabbi Yudah Imah huksha. Rita says it is huksha lekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? Number one, why shouldn't it be huksha lekabel tumah? And what's the hesber in the machlokes? My love, it's Rabbi Yirmiyah Sevakum Riflegi. Now that I heard what Rabbeinu said, this new chiddush, I understand the machlokes. Oh, because over here you're not squeezing the juice into a kar, you're squeezing it on top of bread. So when you squeeze juice on bread, do you look at it as oichel because it's going into oichel, or do you look at it as mashkes? And maybe this is the machlokes of the chachamim. Some rapapa said, "Not kuli am mashka b'lo oichel lav oichelu." Could be maybe everybody holds that mashka b'lo oichel is not oichel. The Vilna Gaon brings a girsa from the Gaonim in the reverse. The kuli am mashka b'lo oichel oichelu. But the point is the same, that it could be that's not the machlokes over there. What is the machlokes in that mishnah masechtas Tyrus? V'hocha b'mashka habolu ibud kamifli. It's something else. There, the person, the baker, when he squeezed the juice out of the fruit, that juice was eventually going to go li'ibud. It was going to evaporate. Rashi says that when the baker would bake the bread, that juice would disappear. And because it disappeared, this is not mashka habola oichlin or mashka habola ka'ara, le'kedera. This is mashka habola ibud. This is a little different. And over here, there's a shita that holds it's not okay. Marasava mashku, umarasava la mashku, that's the machloikis. And the Gemara says, ubeplukta tani tanoi. And in fact, there's precedence for a machloikis tanoim with regards to mashka habola ibud. The tani we learned in a braiso, hamifatseya bezesim. If somebody was crushing zesim, so Rashi says that there's a minig that people, they beat olives, and the reason is because it sweetens the olive. So the person's hands were tamei, and he was beating these zeisim. So the question is, do the zeisim become tamei, or do they not become tamei? Now, zayis is food. As a result, it only would become tamei if it could check off the box, meseches machshirin. It has to be huksha lekabel tumah. But what happened is when the person would beat the zeisim, a little bit of oil would ooze out. So the question that the Bryce is discussing is, do we say that that oil that comes out of the zayas, that makes the zayas a little bit wet, was now machshir the zayas lekabel tumah? And if that's the case, if I'm doing it with hands that are tameh, so I was just metameh the zayas, or maybe not. So that's this Bryce. Huchshir, the halach is, if someone's mefaseya bezeitzim, biodayim, mesua voice, huchshir, le soif son bemelech. If the purpose of why he did this wasn't to sweeten the desires, but rather he did it to soften it a little bit. He did it because he wanted to put salt on top of it, and Rashi says when it's hard to attach the salt to it. You soften it up a little bit, then you could zalz it a little bit better. Loi huchshir, then it's loi huchshir legabel toma. Leida emegia zeisav limsoikim lab, if the reason he's beating it is not to sweeten it, it's not to soften it, but he simply wants to see if it's ripe. Is it ready to make oil? So then it's already machloikis. Huchshir, Rabbi Yehuda, loy huchshir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says huchshir, it is going to be huchshir. Bottom line is we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If somebody beats a zayas, the purpose of him doing it is to see whether it's ripe or not. Is it huchshir lekabel tumah or not? According to the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, it's not huchshir lekabel tumah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is huchshir lekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, what's the hesber in this machloikis? Again, you have a machloikis over here. Whether that shemen that comes out while you're beating it, when you're the purpose of beating it is to determine whether or not it's ripe or not, is machshir or not. The marasav mashku, emili ibut mashku, umarasav alav mashku, because presumably that shemen is going to go to Ibud. So if that shemen is going to go to Ibud, so you have a shayla of mashka abolu Ibud. So says the Gemara, you see over here, clearly it's a machloikis tanam. And by the way, who are the two tanam that are mentioned over here? It's Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So it's the same Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that we mentioned, that Mishnah, Masechtas Tyrus, meaning that machloikis over there is not machsh, not mashka habola oichel ko oichel dami, but rather it's mashka habola ibud, whether that's kamashka dami or not. I'm Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua. Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua said, I disagree. Hani tanoi b'mashka habola ibud pligi. It's true. That b'raisa mefatzea b'zeisim, for sure the machloik z'abhina l'chachamim is with regards to mashka ha'oimed l'ibud. V'hanach tanoi, however, as it relates to the machloik z'abhina l'chachamim in the Mishnah Masechtas Tahiris, again, what was the case? The case was the baker, he squeezes a little bit of juice from a grape, He smears his breads with it. He then puts it in the oven. And we want to know, did the juice that went on top of the bread, was it machshir the bread of kabal tumah or not? So the Gemara first thought, maybe the machloikis in that Mishnah is mashka bala oichok oichodami. Gemara rejected that. Then the Gemara said, maybe it's mashka imidli ibud. So the Gemara is in the process of rejecting that. So meaning that's not what the machloikis is. So what is the machloikis? V'hanuch tanoi b'mashka ha'imid letzachtzachoy kamifugi. Machloikis is something else. It's true, the mashka over there is oimid. It's going into food. But at the same time, the purpose is not to make the food taste better, but rather the purpose is to give the food a little bit of a shine. And that's the question. When the mashka is oimed letzach tzachoy, do you look at it then as an oichel, or do you look at it then as a mashka? But the machlekes is not a general mashka habala oichel. It's also not mashka ha'oimed le'ibud. And Rashi says, very gishmak, you can't tell me that this is really a mashka ha'oimed le'ibud. Because if it was mashka ha'oimed le'ibud, then why would you do it? So obviously you want it, but you just want it to give it a nice shine. That's fine. But you tell me it's le'ibud? It's true. You're putting it into the fire, and when it goes into the fire, the liquid's going to evaporate. You're not going to see it. But if it's not accomplishing anything, you wouldn't do it. So even though it may look like on some level it's oymed le'ibud, but really it's not really oymed le'ibud. So this has nothing to do with that machlok. It's Amrav Zayir Mabchir Bar Ashi Amrav. So you adam eshkol shalah novim l'teich gedera. Person's allowed to squeeze an eshkol shalah novim into a gedera. Avoloi l'toicha ka'ara. So this was what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said in the beginning of the daf. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalah Novim L'Teicha K'teira V'Loi L'Teicha K'ara. That was the opening line of today's daf. Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Chiya Barashi, Amar Reb said the same thing. Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalah Novim L'Teicha K'teira V'Loi L'Teicha K'ara. But he continued and he said, V'dag L'Tziroi, if you take a fish and you squeeze out its brine, Afilu L'Teicha K'ara. That's something you're allowed to do even into a K'ara. Clearly implying that the tzir of a dog, fish brine, is viewed as an oichel. And if it's viewed as an oichel, this is for sure not going to be an issue. The juice of a fruit, yeah, that's complicated. L'toicha k'teira, l'toicha ka'ara, this is already issues. But the tzir of a dog, afilu l'toicha ka'ara, is going to be mutter. Who said this? Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. So again, just to hold the cheshbon, the first part of what Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Chiya Barashi, said in the name of Rav, the Gemara brought in the beginning of the sugi in the name of Yudam HaShmuel. So Shmuel and Rav said the same thing, even though Shmuel and Rav often saw the world very differently. But in this case, they said the same thing. This chiddush that schita is only where the mashka goes into a ka'ara, not when it goes into a kedera, because then it's not mashka mitoich oichel, but it's oichel mitoich oichel. Sai Shmuel said, Sai Rav said. But there's a sefer that we have from Rav that we didn't have from Shmuel. And that is dag letziroi afilu letoich ha-ka'ara. What's the lumdis? That the tzir of a dag is definitely viewed as an oichel. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Dimi, v'kam al olah shmaitu. Rav Dimi said this over in the name of Rav. Amalei Abayi Rav Dimi. So Abayi told Rav Dimi, atun mishmei de Rav masninun. You had that sefer as being something that Rav said, for lo kasha l'chu. And as a result, you had no kashas. You said it over with a smile, with a geshmak, as if everything is okay. But anam mishmei d'shmul masin alo. It's funny, because we had that sefer going back to the beginning of the daf, not here. We had it in the beginning. This was Shmuel's sefer. Rav didn't say it. Shmuel's the one that said it. But kasha, and because of that, we had a kasha. What was the kasha? Mi amas Shmuel dog letziroi, afilu teicha ka'aro. Is it true that Shmuel said that you're allowed to squeeze the brine out of a fish, even to a ka'aro? There's no schita, but we learned. Kfashim shesachton. If somebody has pickled vegetables and you squeeze it, I'm a rabbi the gufamotar. If the reason you squeeze the vegetables is because you want the vegetable without the juice inside of it, it's something you could do lechatrilo. Lemeimeim, if however you want the liquid that's going to emerge from the vegetables, then the halach is, it's not mutter lechatrilo, but potter avalosa. It's asam midrabot, not asam midrais. Kishloko is, what about cooked vegetables in contrast to pickled vegetables? Vir the halach is, bein legufon, bein lemeimeim, it's always going to be mutter. Doesn't matter if you want the vegetable without the fruit, you want without the juice, you want the juice without the vegetable. Either way, it's okay. Shmuel amar, Shmuel said, no, echad kvashim, echad shloko is, doesn't matter if it's kvashim or shloko is, legufon mutter, lemeimeim, potter avalosa. What's the kasha? So Rashi explains, the kasha is that tzir, brine, is to fish what the juice is to the cooked vegetable. And if Shmuel holds that it's mutter lekatchilo, dag letziro yafilu l'toich ha-ka'aro, then it should be mutter to kvetch shlokois lekatchilo as well. Yet Shmuel said it's not okay. He said, echad kvashin ve'echad shlokois legufon mutter le'mei me'en pater avaloser. So the Gemara says, Abaya told Rav Dimi, you said over this halacha in the name of Rav, that Rav was the one that said, dag letziro yafilu l'toich ha-ka'aro. So then it's Shalom al Yisrael. Because Rav is the one that said that
that kvashim, there's issues with tzchita, but shlokai's cooked vegetables is always going to be mutter. Also, it's Rav Lashitasoi. The same Rav that says you're allowed to squeeze the brine out of a fish says you're allowed to squeeze a cooked vegetable. He said, but we had it b'mesoira from Shmuel. It wasn't Rav Seifa. We said Rav and Shmuel both had the same ratio. Question we're discussing is, who had the Seifa? That last knesh, who said it? So if Rav said it, it's Rav Lashitasoi. He said, but we had it in the reverse, Habaya told Rav Dimi. We had it in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel is a problem because Shmuel said Shlokoi Slagufan Mutter Lemei Potter Avalos. Amalei Rav Dimi told Abaye Hoelui Kim. He said he swears Einai Ro V'Loi Zar. Mipumid Rav Yerushmi. I heard it from Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zer. Rav Yirmiyah from Rav Zera. Rav Zera Rav Chiyah Barashi. Rav Zera from Chiyah Barashi. Rav Chiyah Barashi Mirav. This comes back to Rav. It wasn't Shmuel. This is Rav Seifa. It's not Shmuel Seifa. And therefore, the way I'm saying it up is the right way, not the way you had up in the Seira. And it's Rav Lashitasoi. There's no reason to make kashas on Shmuel. Zok the Gemara on this note. Kufa. Kvashim shesachta. And if somebody has pickled vegetables and he squeezes them, Amar Rav. What did Rav say? Is it something you're allowed to do on Shabbos or not? It depends. If you want the vegetable, mutter. Lemeimeim. If you want the juice that comes out of the vegetable, potter avalos. It's also in the rabban. Vishlokers. What about cooked vegetables? Bein legufin, bein lemeimeim, mutter. It doesn't matter if it's legufin, it's lemeimeim. It's always going to be mutter. It's like the tzir. Somehow, we look at the juice of a and the liquid of a cooked vegetable differently than we do a pickled vegetable. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said it makes no difference. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh legufan mutter lemeimeim potter avalos. It doesn't matter if the vegetables were pickled, if they were cooked. The halacha is always going to be the same. If you don't want the juice, you want the vegetable, that's not schita even on the rabbanon level. Schita is when at the very least you want the extract. Not I want the item without the extract. I actually want the extract. Like a melacha tzricha legufa kind of svara. So then the halacha is it's going to be mutter. However, if you want the meimeim, then the halacha is it's going to be also. So these are the two shitas that we had earlier. But now the Gemara brings a third shita. Rabbi Yochanan said echad kvashim, the echad shlokos. Doesn't matter if the vegetables were pickled, if they were cooked. Gufa mutter. If you want the vegetables, it's going to be mutter. Meimeim chayv chatas. If however you want the liquid that's going to come out of it over there, not only is it awesome with the rabbanon, but it's even going to be chayv chatas. Faith the Gemara meisvei akasha. Shloichim kvashim shabbos atoych shabbos. You let us squeeze kvashim on Shabbos as long as you're doing it for Shabbos. But if you want it for Matzah Shabbos, then it's not okay. Because that's a chana. You're not allowed to do work on Shabbos for after Shabbos. As it relates to olives and grapes, no schita v'msochat. And if you do schita, chayiv katas. Straight to Gemara, kasha l'rav, kasha l'shmul, kasha l'rav Yochanan. Why? Because the Braisa said that you're allowed to do schita on pickled vegetables with tzorech haShabbos. Now, the Braisa didn't get involved if whether you're doing it because you want the vegetable without the liquid, or you want the liquid without the vegetable, it said that it's something that you're allowed to do. And it sounds like you're always allowed to do it. Now, we had three shittas as it relates to squeezing vegetables on Shabbos. Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody agreed that it's usher to squeeze a pickled vegetable, lemeimeim. Rav said, legufan mutter lemeimeim aser. Shmuel said, legufan mutter lemeimeim aser. Rabbi Yochanan said, but everybody agreed that if it's going to be lemeimeim, it's going to be aser. Nobody said it's always going to be mutter. And from the Brice, it sounds a little bit like it's always going to be mutter. Now, the truth is, the Brice never said it's always mutter. The Brice just said, soichtin kvashim b'shabbos l'tzarech haShabbos. You can very easily make an akimta and say, no, it's only true legufan. Lagufan, it's going to be mutter. Who said it's talking about where you want meimeim? So the Gemara is about to work that out. But the point is, the question is that the Braisa made a very open-ended statement. The Braisa said, Soichatin kevashim b'shabbos l'tzorech haShabbos. Now, if there's fine print that needs to be read before you go ahead and start squeezing your pickled vegetables on Shabbos, then l'chur, the time of the Braisa should have said it. And being that he didn't say it, it sounds like this halacha is going to always be true. It's not true. Sai Rav doesn't hold that way. Sai Shmuel doesn't hold that way. Sai Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold that way. Everybody agrees. Kvashim. Shloka, as Rav said, is always mutter. But kvashim was the more chomer version of vegetables, where everybody agrees at the very least the meimeim is going to be awesome. And for the Gemara, that the truth is, you have to reconcile the Amiram with this Braisa, and you have to say that the Braisa was presented somewhat sosum. We have to add a little bit of language. What kind of language? So Rav is going to add his language to make it reconcile with his position. Shmuel's going to do the same. Rabbi Yechon is going to do the same. No, this price is so open-ended that really all that Amiram were able to do whatever they wanted to do. Rav metaretz l'tame, Shmuel metaretz l'tame, Rabbi Yechon metaretz l'tame. Rav made this work with his shita. Again, what was Rav's shita? That if you want to squeeze vegetables on Shabbos, pickled vegetables, you're allowed to squeeze legufon. However, lemeimeim is potter avalaser, and cooked vegetables,
Bein Lagufon, Bein Lemei Meim are going to be Mutter. Okay, how do we work this into the Brisa? Seichin, Kvashim B'Shabbos, Seichin HaShabbos, Avol Lo Yimoy Tzoyin Shabbos. You let us squeeze, cook vegetables, pickled vegetables. B'med Varim Amur Laguf. Avol Lemei Meim, Patr Avol Asa. Ushlokos, as relates to cooked vegetables, Bein Lagufon, Bein Lemei Meim, Mutter. V'seisim V'anovim, Lo Yisroit, as relates to seisim V'anovim, don't do schita. V'mzachin Chayiv Chata, seisim V'anovim are more chamer, because that's something that everybody does schita on, as we saw earlier in the parak. Shmuel Mataris L'tamei, Shmuel's going to make it work with his shita. What was Shmuel's shita? Echad Zeh ve'echad Zeh legufan mutter le'meimei and patra avadasa. Shmuel didn't see any chilek between kfashim and shlokos. The halach is always the same. Legufan mutter le'meimei and masa. Says the Gemara, Shmuel can make the brisa work with his shita. Soich din kfashim b'shabbos v'soich ha'shabbos u'adin l'shlokos. Because according to Shmuel, Shlokis and Kvashim are the same. But Medvar Mamurim Lagufan, Abel Mimei and Patra Avalasav, Zaysim and Avala Yisrael, Vimsachet Chayiv Chatas. Rabbi Yochanan was the third sheet. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Echad Kvashim ve Echad Shlokis, Lagufan Mutter, Lemeimeim Chayiv Chatas. Rabbi Yochanan met Haris Latamei, Soich and Kvashim was Sarich HaShabbos, Lod Lomei Tzoy Shabbos. Echad Kvashim ve Echad Shlokis, Be Medvar Mamurim Lagufan, Abel Mimei and Yisrael, Vimsachet Asik, and Misha Zachas, Zaysim and Avala Chayiv Chatas. Right, Rabbi Yochanan has to jump through one hoop when he explains, one more hoop when he explains the Braisa. Because the Braisa sounds like only Zeisen Vanovim, this real Schita Midei Raisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds all fruit, Lemei Meim, is going to be a problem Midei Raisa. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan has to add that all fruit that you squeeze Lemei Meim is Nasa Kamisha Sachat Zeisen Vanovim, and the halacha is that you're going to be Chayiv Chatas. The bottom line is we had a very open ended Braisa, and because of that, Rav Metaritz Latame, Shmuel Metaritz Latame, Rabbi Yochanan Metaritz Latame, Omer Rav Chiba Rashi Omer Rav, Me'inyan Le'inyan, Dvar Torah, Inni Chayiv Allah Jesus Zeisen Vanovim, the only time you Chayiv Midei Raisa for Schita is if it was Zeisim and Anovim Bilvad. Those are things that the Derech was to do Schita on. That's real Schita. However, as it relates to other fruit, then if somebody would go and press them, Rashi says we're talking about pressing the Zeisim Vanovim, as in the wine press and as in the oil press. So over there, it's only Zeisim Vanovim as it relates to other peres. You're not going to have this halach. Now the Braisa continued and said, "Ein eid mi pi eid kosher, elo le'edus ishul bavad." So this has absolutely, positively nothing to do with what we're talking about. And the only reason the Gemara is going to digress now for a few lines is because it was taught in the same Braisa. So sometimes Braisas were packaged together with different halachas that were really random, that really one had nothing to do with the other. So hence this digression. So the first halacha of the Braisa is something that's nogeya us. Drisa zeisen v'anovim, that's schita deiraisa. Otherwise, if it's another type of fruit, it's not schita deiraisa. What was the second halacha? Eid mi pi eid is only kosher by eidus isha. So what does eid mi pi eid mean? If a person walks into bez and he wants to say eidus, unless he witnessed what he's testifying about himself, he's not kosher. Reuven can't walk and say, Shimon told me that he saw Levi lend $100 to Yehuda. Doesn't work. You have to have seen it by yourself. Stating that, the Braisa says there is one time that MVP8 works, and that is Eidos Isha. Eidos Isha is a Isha Shahalach Bailo Lamdina Sayam. He hasn't been heard from. The woman now, because she doesn't know where her husband is an Aguna. The Chama made several kulais when it comes to the Eidos that one would say that he knows that the person that went Medina Siyam is not alive, to be mad to this Aguna, it's like this woman should be able to get married. And being that we find so many kulois in the world of Eidos Isha, so it says the Braisa, another kula, Eid Mi Pi Eid also works. So if somebody would come from Medina Siyam and he would say, I didn't see Pliny die, but somebody told me he saw Pliny die, even though in the world, when it comes to $100, that would not be admissible in court. But when it comes to being mad to this woman, Lashuk, because it's an Aguna issue, so this is one of the kulois of Eidos Isha, Ibayiluhu, Eid Mi Pi Eid, Eidos Bechar Ma, be halacha with regards to Eidus Bechar. The halacha is that if you have a Bechar, you have to give it to a Kohen. Shor, a Kesef, a Eizki, Yivaleid, talking about a Bechar behema. So if it's a kosher animal, you have to give the animal to a Kohen. The halacha is that the Kohen had to take the animal, he had to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, he had to bring it as a carbon, unless it developed a mum. If it developed a mum, then he was allowed to treat it as chulin, he was allowed to enjoy it and eat it by himself. The halacha is that a Kohen wasn't believed to say that his animal has a mum. And you would need Aiden to testify to the origin of the mum. These are sugis and mesachtes becheiros. When you learn mesachtes becheiros, you learn a lot of hilchas eidos. Where does hilchas eidos come into becheiros? It's this halacha right here. Because you need eidos in order to determine that an animal really has a... So the Gemara's question is, what would be the halacha eid mi pi eid when it comes to eidos bechar? Would it be okay or not? So the Gemara says, Rav Ami asked. Rav Ami said, it's not okay. Rav Asi shari. Amali Rav Ami, the Rav Asi. Rav Ami told Rav Asi, v'tanet ve'min asher. Ein eid mi pi eid, el eidos isha bavad. It sounds like only eidos isha works. Eidos bechar doesn't work. So he told him back, eimel le'eidos sho isha ksherlo. meant you're reading the Braisa wrong. It doesn't mean Eidos Isha, as in only her Isha Shalach Bailam Dinas Hayam. But anytime you have Eidos, where the halach is that a woman is believed, so you have one kula, a woman's believed, you have another kula, then Eid Mi Pied is going to work as well. Rav Yemer, Achshir Eid Mi Pied, Rav Yemer once did this halach al a Meiser Rav. He was Matir and Eid Mi Pied for Eidos Bechor, and Kori Olei Mereimar. So this is Rav Yemer and Mereimar, Ravami and Ravasi. So Mereimar said about Rav Yemer that Yemer Shari Bukhra. He said he's a Shari Bukhra. He was Matta Bukhra, meaning he didn't agree with him. Hilchah, so what's the bottom line? Eid mi pi eid kosher li Bukhra. Returning back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah at the very end said, Chalu istavash, if you have honeycomb, shariska mi Erev Shabbos. Somebody chopped it up on Erev Shabbos. So there's honey that's coming out of it. It's chopped up. V'yotzum yatzman, and then on Shabbos even more comes out. So the Lach is Asurim. Just like the mashke that's yoytze from the Paris Me'atzmi and all drink on Shabbos, so to the dvash that comes out from the chalas vash riskon, even though you were risk on the Erev Shabbos, it's a chiddush, it's just continuing to come out on Shabbos, it's still not okay. The Rabbi Lozer in the Mishnah was matter. The Gerus says Rabbi Eliezer, but the Bach changes it to Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer in the Mishnah said it's not okay. Yosso, Rabbi Hishai ben Ardo, when Rabbi Hishai came from Ardo, also, well, I see Masi's brother, he brought a braisa with him. So Rabbi Hishai ben Ardo comes with a braisa. And the braisa said as follows, Zeisim van Ovim shariskon, if you have a Zeisim and Anovim, you chopped them up before Shabbos, the then on Shabbos, a little bit of oil, a little bit of wine came out. Taloch is asurin, it's awesome. You're not allowed to drink it on Shabbos. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Lozer and Rabbi Shimon said it's mot. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef heard this braisa, and he made the following comment. He said, Gavra Yisera, the Asalash Minon, Rabbi Shimon Ardo was very excited. He had a braisa to bring to the table. The oil was learning the sugyas here in the 22nd parak of Masechta Shabbos, and he says, I have a chiddush. So what's the chiddush? He said, if someone has a Zeisim HaNovim chopped it up before Shabbos, on Shabbos little comes out, it's Aser. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Yosef, listen, he says, everything you said, I knew except for one thing. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Lozer was the one that matter. You just said it's Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon that were matter. So he said, Gavri, you say Rabbi Lozer, that's all you're bringing to the table? This is what you're so excited about? That it's not just Rabbi Lozer, it's Rabbi Shimon also? Now, who's Rabbi Shimon? He said, but that's what you're bringing? Gavra asalash minon amalei. Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, right? Very often when there's Rabbi Yosef, there's Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, no, tuva kamash malon. He says, no, I think v'mechilas kvay darav. I think that Rav Hishayim and Ardo is right for being excited with this braisa. He's bringing a lot to the table. Because I don't think you know his halacha from the Mishnah. Because the mean, unless he's from the Mishnah, I mean, I would have thought, Hasim would have been kara, uchlo, saif, uchlo. What was the Mishnah talking about? Chalo is dvash, a honeycomb. The honey is in the honeycomb. So what happened is, over there, the dvash was the same dvash earlier and later. There's no ponim chadashos. There's no schita. There's no mefarik over here. Because it was oichel meikara, and it's still oichel. Aval hocha the meikara uchel b'saif mashke. But here we're dealing with peiros, and the mashke and the rayotzim and peiros. Way more complicated. So emaloi, over here, I would have thought that maybe it should be a little bit different. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that the halacha is, that no, not only is the halacha true there, the halacha is true over here as well. Just one short ha'ara, we mentioned not so long ago, that we know the rule in halacha is, yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Does that mean only if it's one against the rabbin? What if it's two against the rabbin? Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, that's where you have one Tana who argued with the rabbin. What would be if you had two Tanam that argued with the rabbin, or three Tanam that argued with the rabbin? So of course there's an idea of Achrei Rabbim Lahatas, but as it relates to Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, is it only if it's a Yochid, or does it mean the minority relative to the majority are always viewed as non-existent, and the halacha is always based on the raya? Could be this gemara is a little bit of raya, because Rabbi Yosef said Gavri Yisera L'Asalash Minon, like Pashtun was Balashim Bitmiya. Says, what are you coming to teach me? So Rabbi Lazar was matter in the Mishnah, and so now you know Rabbi Shimon was matter. But anyway, could be there's a very big nafkamina. Is this Yochid v'Rabim, or is it two people? It's Yichidim. It's two people against the Rabbim. If it's only Rabbi Lazar, so it's a Yochid v'Rabim, Malachi k'Rabim. But if it's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon until La'asu Lavoi, K'tai Rabbi Shimon, Lismachal, B'Shas Atchak. But the point is, it's two. It's not just one. And it could be there's an afkamina Lalach if it's only Rabbi Lazar against the Chachamim, or Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon against the Chachamim. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Kol Shabbat B'Chamim B'Erev Shabbos. If somebody has food that was cooked before Shabbos, the halach is shoyer nois b'cham b'Shabbos. You let it soak it in hot water on Shabbos. So this is a very well-known principle. Ain bishel lacha bishel. If the food was cooked before Shabbos, it's cooked already. Once it's cooked, can't cook it again. So the halach is you let it soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Kol shleibah b'cham b'erev Shabbos. If you have something that wasn't b'cham b'erev Shabbos, so of course you're not allowed to cook it on Shabbos, but madich nois b'cham b'Shabbos. You let it rinse it in hot water on Shabbos. Chutz. There are some exceptions. Amaliyah Hayashan, aged salty fish. Vekulyas Hospanim, Rashi says it's another type of salty fish, where the halachi is, Shahadachasan, rinsing it, Zuhi Gmar Malachdan, is its
relative bishul, and as a result, even though usually you let her rinse something with hot water on Shabbos, it's not bishul, but these foods, they're mikalei bishul over here, or at the very least, hadachoson zuhi gemar malachdon, and the halacha is you're not even allowed to rinse it in hot water on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, kegoy mar. The first halacha in the Mishnah was, kol sheba bechamim me'erev Shabbos, anything that was cooked before Shabbos, you let it rinse in hot water on Shabbos. Sounds like this was something that was customarily done. Sounds like there was a certain food that, if you were going to follow the directions on the wrapper, how you're supposed to prepare the food, you cook it, and then after you cook it, you rinse it. So we want to know what this food was. I'm Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, "Kigoyin tarnegolta derababa." This is like Rav Abba's hen. I'm Rav Safra. Oh, so what was Rav Anna's hen? So Rashi says, Rav Abba, when he wasn't well, so the refuah, what he would do is he would take a tarnagolas, he would cook it, and he would soak it in hot water for many, many days. And this was a davar shel refuah. So you want an example of something that you cook and then you soak and rinse, this is an example of it. Rav Safra says, he said, I was once in Eretz Yisrael. I went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. For uchlan mineh, and I ate the tarnagulta de Rab Abba. He said, v'loy Rab Abba dashkayin chamer. In fact, Rab Abba was one who served it to me. He said, were it not for the fact that he served me good wine afterwards, bar plus a trophy, is nasi. He said, I was poshed at the point that Rashi, hoyisi nenas lahaki machmas miyof. He said, I was literally going to throw up. I was so disgusted by Rabbi Abba's tarnagoylis, I couldn't control myself. V'oid, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, rayak mi kutach de bavloi. Rabbi Yochanan, when he would eat kutach de bavloi, so this was a popular dip. It was a deary dip, very popular in Babylonia. Hence, it was called kutach de bavloi. So Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and when he ate kutach de bavloi, he was rayak. Rashi says he too, it was very mulled by him. He had to spit the food out. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard what Rav Yochanan did. He said, "Valer kanon mitarnegolta de Rab Abba." You sense a little bit of a rivalry between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Right, Rav Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yosef lived in Bavel. So Rav Yochanan said, "The kutach de Bavloy, I'm disgusted when I eat it." So Rav Yosef said, "Really?" He says, "And the tarnegolta de Rab Abba that you eat in Eretz Yisrael, believe me, I can't eat that either." Right, Amar Rav Gaza. You have to understand this Gemara a little bit better. But Rav Gaza said, "Zim." I was once in Eretz Yisrael, of this kutach de bavloi, and I prepared the kutach bavloi for all the Yerushalmi Yidden, all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, it tasted so good, and not just that, there were such therapeutic qualities to this food that all the chaylim came in Eretz Yisrael, they all wanted a little bit about it, so... Machnish Tavek, the Kutach Bavloi. Trust me, I had a good experience with it. People like me, you have to know how to make it. Kosholoi Baba Chamin Vechulu. So the Gemara says, Hidi Achmai. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to take food that wasn't cooked yet and rinse it in hot water on Shabbos. But there's two exceptions to that rule. Maliach Hayoshan, aged salty fish. Don't try this at home. And Kulyas Ha'ispanim, which is some other salty fish. These things you're not even allowed to rinse in water. So the Gemara says, Hidiach Mai. Let's say you do it. You rinse it in water. What's the halacha? Amar Rav Yosef, Hidiach Ha'if Chatas. It's Bishul Day Rice. Amar Mar Brei De Ravin. Avin Anami Tanina. We have a Raya from the Mishnah. He reads that way. It's not a Furish, but it certainly sounds that way. Chutz Mi Maliach Yashon, Vikulyas Ha'ispanim, Shahat Ha'chasan, Zuik Mar Malachtan. The Mishnah calls it Mar Malachtan, calls it a Malacha, calls it a Bishul. See, if it's Bishul, then it's Day Rice, Shmamino. Yosef Rab So the Gemara now, from here until the end of the daf, and maybe even the beginning of tomorrow's daf, is going to digress with some divrei agadah. So Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi, we won't sitting in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. The Yosef Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan was falling asleep. So Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi are talking. And Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan is dremeling. Amalei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba the Rav Asi. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba turned to Rav Asi and he asked him the following questions. Number one, Mipnei ma oifoi shebebavol shmeinim. He said, why are the birds, the oifois, the chickens in Bava, why are they so fat? They're so zaftik. Amalei, so he told him, klach lemidbar aza. He says, really? You think the ones in Bava are so much better than Eretz Yisrael? This is me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan to the previous Gemara. He says, go to Aza, also known as Gaza, and I'm going to show you oifis that are even in Eretz Yisrael, it's even better. And then he asked him another question. He said, he says, why are the Yom Tovim and Bavel, people enjoy them, Yontif and Bavel's more geschmack than Yontif in Eretz Yisrael? So he told him back, because they're Aniyim. So Rashi says, because they're Aniyim, they're always working so hard, they can never enjoy themselves. Yontif is the one time they have a little bit of respite. Yontif, they're besimcha. So that, therefore, in Bavel, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Yud Kabin Shalanius, Yardol La'olam, Tisha Nakla Bavel. Bavel was very, very poor. We don't appreciate that enough when we learn the Gemaras. But so many of these Gemaras should probably be viewed in that context. And that is Tisha Kabin Shel Anius was take 90% of all the Anius in the world ended up in Bavel. This is where the Talmud Bavli was written. But either way, so he told them because they're so poor in Bavel that when it comes to Yontif, it's so Gishmak. He asked them another question. Why is it that Talmud Chachamim in Bavel, they dress very fancy? They look very Bakovedic. So he said, Lefisha ain't a B'nai Torah. Because the Yidden in Bavel are not B'nai Torah, and they don't have real Kavod HaTorah. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have Kavod HaTorah. So a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to dress a certain way in order to get respect, because you're going to respect him for the Torah that he has. But in Bavel, like the B'nai Bashkar, they're not B'nai Torah. London in the 18th century, they're not B'nai Torah. So he said, because they're not such B'nai Torah, so he said, over there, they have to dress a certain way to demand respect. You have to have Kavod HaTorah. So you'll be Mechabedim for his hat, for the way he dresses. That's the point. Then he asked him another question. Why is it that the Ovdei Kechavim, they're mezuamin? Why is it that they're not clean? So he told him, they sha'oichlin shkotzen v'ramasin. So this is a conversation that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi were having in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, as they're talking, itter behu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan woke up. Amar lahus, he turned to him, he said, Dardaki, mein kindalach. Loi kacha marti lachem. Haven't I taught you? They were talmidei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan turns to his talmidei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rav Asi. Didn't I teach you? Amar lo chachma chaysiya. Tell chachma. Tell the Torah, you are my sister. What does that mean? If there's something in learning that's so clear to you, like your sister is clear to you, in the sense that she's also, everyone knows a sister is also, she's an erva. So if you know the halacha, you know the answer to a question so clear as you know that your sister is also, then I'm real, you should say it. Vim lav, and if not, don't say it. Meaning, why are you saying this? You're giving all the wrong answers. Amrulei. So Rabbi Chiya Rabba and Rav Asi turned to Rabbi Yochanan and says, okay, so if we're wrong, what's the right answer? Mar means Rebbe. So he said, Rebbe, teach us. What's the answer? So he said like this. You want to know why the Oifis in Bavel are Shmeinim, Ipnei Shalei Galus? It's because they didn't go to Galus. Amazing. The Oifis in Eretz Yisrael went to Galus. But the Oifis in Bavel never went to Galus. And what does that have to do with anything? Shenemar. So he quoted a pasuk in Riyo Memches. Shanan Moya Min Urov, Veshoike Tu Al Shmarav, Lehurak Mi Kli Al Kli. Now this pasuk is not referring to Bavel, it's not referring to the Yid, it's referring to Moyav. Moyav never went to Galus. Uba Goylo Loi Halach Al Kain, here's the punchline, Oma Tamoy, boy, that's why it's intact. It still tastes good. It still looks kishmak. He said the oifis in Eretz Yisrael went to Galus. And because they went to Galus, that's why the oifis, the chicken doesn't taste so good. But the oifis above never went to Galus. Eretz Yisrael went to Galus. So as a result, it's still good. The Hachim, you know, and the Galus. How do you know the oifis went to Galus? The oifis? We know the Yidden went to Galus. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Yidden went to Galus. Where do you see the oifis went to Galus? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. And this is very much in Yonah Diyoyma. Rabbi Yehuda said, Nun Beis Shana Loi Avar Ish Bi Yehuda. There was a period of 52 years. This is during the 70 years between the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. So there was a 52-year period where Lo Yavar Ish Bi Yehuda, there wasn't a soul that went through Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. There was no one in Eretz Yisrael for a 52-year period. Shedema, how do you know this? Because Yirmiyahu said this. Al Hehorim Eso Bechi Vonehi Val Noois Midbar Kino Ki Nitzesu Mibli Ish Oifer V'loi Shomu Ko Mikne So the Gemara says something fascinating. Behema, the word behema is begematria chamshim v'tartin hava. It's begematria 52. Everybody knows the pasuk. Vavram zokim b'bayomim v'Hashem berach es Avram bakol. Bakol Rashi says is begematria 52. Ben is begematria 52. Here's another gematria nun beis 52. Behema. Behema is begematria 52. It's very interesting. And the point is, as that there were 52 years, whereas v'loy shamu kol mikne me'oifat shemayev ad behema, not do alachu. I saw the Marsha says that, how do you know to darshan behema begamatria mechatesi? Maybe it just means very simple. There were no oifos, there were no behemas in Eretz Yisrael. Behema, 52, mechatesi the gematria. So he says, because the pasuk says, me'oifat shemayev ad behema. He says, if you look in Tanakh, it always says, me behema vad oif. Zois teres ha-behema, and then you have Zois teres ha-oif. Why do you say oif and then behema? So that's the point. May oif at shemayim va'ad behema. There's another drush on ad va'ad bechlal. Ad behema, there's a 52-year period where Eretz Yisrael was empty. There was nobody there. So the point is, even the oifis went to Galus. Being that the oifis went to Galus, that's why they're not so shmeni. But the oifis above all, they never went to Galus. Am Rabbi Yaakov, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kulan Chazru, all the oifis, everything that left Babel returned, chutz mi kul yasa espanim. The only thing that didn't come back was this Kulia Svanim of the previous Mishnah of fame. Damer Rav said, Hani Madori the Bavel Mahadri Maylein Eitam. The slopes of Bavel, of the rivers, it brings all the fish to Ein Eitam, which was an Eretz Yisrael. But hi, this fish, keep it low, Sharishit, Rebbe, doesn't have a strong Shedra, spine, like Matzi Salik, it's not able to make the trip. So he continued, Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, the Talmidim, the Dardiki, you wanted to know, b'pnei man mayadim sheba bavel smeichim. You want to know why the mayadim in bavel la smeichim. So he said something again fascinating. The reason is because they were never included in the klala. The klala of Hosea, the chsiv, the pasuk says, v'hishpati kol mesoysa. Hashem told Hosea to tell the Yidden that because of all that virus, because of Korban Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to be able to celebrate a Yontif. That was said to who? It was said to the Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael. It was never said to the Yidden in Bavel. So he said in Eretz Yisrael, Yontif is not the same. You want to know why Yontif is not? It's interesting because people go to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif. But v'hishpati kol misoysa chaga chodsha v'shabata v'chom ayada. And there's another pasuk that may sound familiar. Yeshaya Perek Aleph of Chazon Yeshayahu fame. Chodsheichem u'mayadeichem son of nafshi hoyu alay v'toyrech nilesi nesai. But the point is that you see from here that the mayadim in Eretz Yisrael got a klola. And that's why it's not the same as it is in Bavel. My hoyo layla toirach. What does it mean? Hoyo layla toirach. Amar Abalaz Amar Kodesh Baruch. Ledayin li sol shechaytin lefanei. It's not enough that the Yidden sin. Elo shematrichin oisi leide ezek zeir kosha v'aleim. But they actually the matrich me. They make me try to figure out which zeir I should bring on them. Amar Yisrael kein lechol kol regel v'regel shlebasa bushel tzipayri. Risa said there was never a yontif in Eretz Yisrael that troops didn't enter tzipayri and give the Yidden tzaras. From Abchanina ein lechol kol regel v'regel shlebasa tferi agmin v'katmin abal zemayra. And there wasn't a yontif in Tferi where there weren't troops that entered Eretz Israel. Why? Why was it every yontif that this is what happened? It's because Hosea said, "V'hishpati kol mesoisa chago chotcho v'shabata v'chom mayado." It's because Yeshaya Hanavi said, "Chotcheichem u'mayadeichem sonon nafshi." It's because there was a klola on the yontif. That's why every yontif did with tzaras and Eretz Yisrael. Then Rabbi Yechon continued. He said, "You wanted to know, but nei mat tamid chachamim shabbat bavel mitzuyanim. Why is it that the tamid chachamim bavel they wear nice clothing?" So he said, "V'fisha'ena b'nei mekaymam because they're in galus." That's why. Because when you're on your home turf, you can dress however you want. But when you're on the road, you have to look a little differently. The Amri Inchi people say, "B'masa, when I'm in my hometown, Shamoi, people know me by my name. But like Masa, but when I'm not in my town, Tusvai, then people know me based on the way I dress." Habam Yashrish Yaakov, Yotzitz, Ufarach Yisrael says the Gemara. What does this mean? Tani Rav Yosef El Tamid Chomesh Abavel. This referring to Tamid Chomesh Abavel. Shaoisim Tzitzin Uprachim LaTorah. They made Tzitzin Uprachim. They beautify the Torah. What's the context? So the context is that we're bringing this as a raya. Rashi says it's a raya. Rabbi Yochanan said because Rav Chia Bar Abba and Rav Asi was suggesting that maybe the reason in Bavel the Tamid Chom had to dress the part was because otherwise nobody would give them covet because they weren't Pnei Torah. So the Rabbi Yochanan said no, it's not the reason. The reason is because when you're not on your home turf, you have to dress a certain way. So this is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, meaning it's a riot that the people in Bavel were Bnei Torah. Elu tamidei chachamim shebe Bavel sho'isen tzitzin uprachim l'Torah. Continue, and in the last question that was posed was, why is it that the Ovdei Chachamim are not pure? Shelo amdu al Har Sinai. It's because they weren't in Har Sinai. Shebo nachash al chavo. Because when the nachash was bayil chavo, hitl bazuama. So the nachash inserted a little bit of zuama, tumma, into chavo. Yisrael shamdu al Har Sinai. When the Yidden started Har Sinai, paska zuamasan. So they lost that But the Ovdei Chachamim that weren't in Har Sinai, they paska zuamasam. So you want to know where the zuama of the Ovdei Chachamim comes from? It's nothing to do with Shkasim v'Ramatzim. It literally traces itself back to the Nachash. The Nachash was Boyul Chava, right? We saw earlier in Perek Shmoyne Shratzim this idea that the Nachash has a Taivas Nashim. So the Nachash was Boyul Chava. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Hanachash Hishiyani. It's with a shin. But Rashi says, Loshen Nesuin. There was a Nesuin between the Nachash and Chava. And the point is that the Yidden, when they stood at Har Sinai, that Zuama that entered the guth of Chava from the Nachash, that dissipated. But the Ovdei Chachamim never stood in Har Sinai. So they still have the Zuama, and this is where this all comes from. Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav the Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Breda Rav asked Rav Ashi, Gerimai, what about the Gerim? Amalei, so he told him, Afagav te inu loy have mazlayu have. The mazel of the Gerim, the mazel of the Gerim stood at Har Sinai. You have to know what that means. But the mazel of the Gerim went at Har Sinai. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Esash, ki Esash sheyeshnoi poi imanu oimid hayoim lefnei Hashem alekeinu, ve'esash er einenu poi hayoim. Who's the ve'esash er einenu poi?
It's referring to there was the mazel and there was the gerim. The point is, even people that physically weren't standing at Har Sinai, but their mazel was standing at Har Sinai. So the Gemara, please, the Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Rav Yochanan clearly didn't hold like Rav Abba Bar Kahana, because Rav Yochanan said that the reason the Oivdik Chavim have Zuama, it's related to the original Zuama. The Yidden lost that Zuama at Har Sinai, but the Oivdik Chavim never lost it. But the Gemara, Rav Abba Bar Kahana held not though. Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Atshloisha Doris LePasuk Zuama LeYavisenu. For three Doris, the Yidden had the Zuama. But then what happened was Avram Hoyledus Yishmol, Yitzchak Hoyledus Yitzchak, and then finally Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Yaakov was Hoyled Yud Beishvatim Shlohevim Shum Doifi. After three Doris, all this Doifi, all the Zuama wasn't here. Meaning the Zuama's gone. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Zuama didn't go away until Har Sinai, which is clearly not what Rab Abba Bar Kahana said. Excel. So we'll start the raid on this second part of the daf now, and we'll be mamshechem yetz Hashem in the following daf. So two ha'aris. The first ha'ari is the pasuk says, Chodsheichem u'moyadeichem sona nafshi. It's a pasuk in one of the most somber nevuos that we're ever told. It's Chazon Yeshayahu. It's what we lay on. It's what we lay on Shabbos Chazon. And the context in which the Gemara brought it was that Rab Chiya Bar Abba and Rav Asi were sitting together in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan, and they were discussing certain things as Rabbi Yochanan was falling asleep. One of the things that they were discussing was why is it that Yontif and Bavel seems to be more geshmak than Yontif and Eretz Yisrael? And they threw out a suggestion. Maybe it's because in Bavel people were very poor. Tes Kaben of Anias was Yardel Bavel, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan woke up. Itter Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with that. It's because in Eretz Yisrael there was a klala on Yontif. There was a klala chad sheichem u'moyadeichem sona nafshi v'hishpati kol mesoisa chago chodsha v'shabata v'chol mayad. And it's because of that klala that Yontif in Eretz Yisrael is not so geshmak. But the klala was only on Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. The klala wasn't on Yontif in Bavel. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that it could be the tifkait is that what were the Amiram referring to when they said that the Yontif in Bavel was more geshmak than the Yontif in Eretz Yisrael? It's referring to Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. See, there was no Yontif Sheni Shel Galus in Eretz Yisrael before the Yidden went to Galus. So the klola of the Hishpati Kol Mesoisa Chag Chotcha V'Shabbat V'Chol Mayado, the Chotcheichem U'Mayadeichem Son and Nafshi was never said about Yontif Sheni. It was only said about the first day Yontif. So on the first day Yontif, maybe even in Bavel there's a klola, but Yontif Sheni Shel Galus that they didn't have. That they didn't have until they went to Galus, until the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. So being that they didn't have the Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, there was never a klala on the Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. I've seen this b'shem Rav Pinchas Karitzer. This is what he said. So it was the Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. That's where you had the simcha. That's where you had the simcha of in Bavel that you didn't have in Eretz Yisrael. But as it relates to this pasuk, Chod Sheichem U'Moyadeichem Son Anafshi. What's Pashup Shah? Why did Hashem say that? He said, Chod Sheichem. He said, not only all the Averis, but Hashem singled out Yontif. He said, Chod Sheichem U'Moyadeichem. I had a special sinner towards the Yontif. So the Pashup Shad is whatever the Pashup Shad is. But I was thinking that the Gemara says in Masechtes Kedushin, we talk about this a lot. Kedushin Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Sakfa Deshasa Rigla. The worst time of year, as it relates to Averis, specifically the Chet of Arayis, was on Yontif. On Yontif, the men and the women would congregate, and sometimes it brought Lidei Avera. So much so that Chazal said, Sakva Deshasa Riglo. Literally, the time of year that people are, no one's working, you're drinking, ain't Simcha L'Biyayim, eating good meat, and you're putting yourself in a situation of Kalas Roish, where you're more vulnerable to come Lidei Avera. And it's for that reason, Sakva Deshasa Riglo. Tosis brings in Kedushin, that Pei Aleph Amen Aleph, it's for that reason there's a minute that people fast Tainus Bahab after Yontif. Why do you fast Tainus Bahab after Yontif? So says the Tosfos, it's because of this reason, because you need a kapara after Yontif. Because Sakva Deshasa Riglo, it's Poshup Shah. Tosfos Kedushin Pei Aleph Amen Aleph, it's based on this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch, in the very last halacha, this is the last Sifkatan in Hilchas Yontif. It's Simin Tov Kuv Chav Tes, Sifkatan Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Chayovim Bezdin Lahamid Shoitrim Birigolim. Bezdin has an obligation to appoint Shoimrim. On Yontif, Shiyu Meshoitetim Umechapsim Beginois Upardesim Valanaharis. Their job is to Drezach in the Ginois, the Pardesim, the Naharish Leiskapsu Sham, Lecho Velishleis Hanoshim and Noshim Yavoyo de Avera. They were literally Shoiftim Veshoitrim that were appointed, says the Shulchan Aruch, on Yontif, and their job was to go inspect and make sure that everybody is behaving. And the Reed says, the Mechaber, Vechen Yaziru Bedavazel Cholom. You have to be very careful, you have to, as a Rav, you have to warn the oilam shlo yisarvu anoshim v'noshim bebateim besimcha v'lo yimshachu biyayin shem yovoyu l'dei aver eliyu kulam kedoshim. This is a sif katan and ilchis yontif.
Why is it in Hilchus Yontif? Because Sakva de Shasa Rigla. Because on Yontif, people are more vulnerable. And it's because people are more vulnerable, it's for that reason you need it in the beginning of Hilchus Yontif. The Balaturim says in the beginning of Parsha Shoiftim. Parsha Shoiftim begins, Shoiftim v'shoitim, titim l'cha b'chol sho'arecha. The previous Parsha is Parsha Sre'ei. How does Parshas Re'eh begin? We know that. How does it end? Aser to Aser, Kol HaBachar. This is the Kriyas HaTorah that we read on Yontif. Sholish Pamim Bashani Yerok, Kol Shchuchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha, V'mogam Asher Yivchar, V'chag HaMatzois, V'chag HaShvurz, V'chag HaSukois, V'lo Yeroz, Pnei Hashem Reikam, Ish Kematnas Yodek, Kibirkas Hashem Alekecha, Asher Nas Anloch. That's the end of Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Shoiftim starts, Shoiftim V'shoiftim Titan L'cha B'chol Sho'arecho, says the Balaturim, Adover Niflo. He says, what's the connection? What's the smichos? Balaturim does this a lot. What's the connection between the end of Parshas Re'eh and the beginning of Parshas Shoiftim, says the Balaturim. You know what the connection is? V'samuch, the Torah put the two together to teach me that on Yontif, you have to be very careful. So on Yontif, you have to make sure to appoint Shoiftim v'Shoitrim. It's because of this idea, Sakfa de Shatter Riglo, that you had to go ahead and Shoiftim v'Shoitrim titel. When? Sholich Paman Bashano Yero, called Schurkos Pnei Hashem Alekecha. When? And it's precisely at that time that Shoiftim v'Shoitrim titel l'chabachol sharecha. But what you see is that the Yidden were somehow more vulnerable, and they were more nichshal b'inyanei arayis on Yontif than they were the rest of the year. The first Beis Hamikdash we know was destroyed because of the Gimel Averis Chamurais. It was Avodah Zarah, it was Gilui Arayis, and it was Shvichas Damim. But one of the three reasons that the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was Gilui Arayis. I think it's Yitochein that if Gilui Arayis was something that was a big challenge that the Yidden dealt with, and it was actually the cause of the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, it's Mestabe that on Yontif they were more vulnerable. That's what Chazal said. Sakfi the Shasa Riglo. So it's Poshit that on Yontif it was worse. Maybe that's the Pshat. Chodsheichem u'moyadeichem son anafshi. It's not the Yontif I cared. Had the Yidden proud Yontif, maybe it wouldn't have been son anafshi. But you know why it was son anafshi? Because Yontif, this is where all the tzaras came from. This was the Sakfi the Shasa. That's why till today people fast Tainas Bahav. That's why there was a Shoiftim v'Shoiftim titel l'chabachol sharecha when Sholish Pama Bashana. It's those three times a year. So says Yeshaya Hanavi that the Yontif, which was supposed to be a time of Kedusha, you know what it turned into? It turned into Sakfa de Shasariglo. So it was Chatshechem and Mayadechem, son of Nafshi. And the truth is, I found it's a Mefurish of Sephorna. Come on. The Sephorna said, everyone knows it's Pasik because it's Kiddush. Vaidabra Hashem al Moshalim, Dabra Mleisov Martalim, Mayadeh Hashem Ashatikur Oisam Mikroi Kodesh, Elehem Mayadeh. Listen to the Sephorna in Parsha Zemar. Quote, Elehem Mayadoi, Heim Oisam Mayadim Sha'ertzabahem. When Yontif is Asher Tikru Oysam Mikroi Kodesh, then it's Eilehei Mayadoi. When your Yontif is Mikroi Kodesh, it's all about Kedusha, it's like Nitnu Shabbosois, Elolasik B'Torah, when that's what your Yontif is, it's Eilehei Mayadoi, then it's my Yontif. I love Yontif, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amnon, kishaloi tikru oisa mikroi kodesh. But when you're going to celebrate Yontif, and it's not going to be mikroi kodesh. Avu yiyu mikroi chol. The esek b'chayisho v'tanugois b'nei adam avad. Lo yiyu moyadoi. Then it's not going to be my Yontif. Avu yiyu moyadeichem. It's going to be your Yontif. And moyadeichem, says the Sephorna, son of Nafshi. Unbelievable. This is Sephorna Pasha's Emor. Mayadoi, my Yontif? Oh, there's nothing like Yontif. That's not Shaykh. But when it's Mayadeichem, it's son of Nafshi. Chodsheichem u Mayadeichem, son of Nafshi. Yontif, they didn't hate Yontif, but it was Mayadeichem. When Yontif became about you and your pleasure and your tanugos, that's the problem. When Yontif is a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, it's a matana, it's a gift. It's a zman of simcha that Niyam and Bava were able to be besimcha on Yontif. It was something that was very difficult for them to do the whole year. But on Yontif is a time that you're able to be besimcha. So if it's Elohei Moyadoi, if it's my Yontif, yeah, that's Achatikur Oysa Mikroi Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, my Yontif I don't hate. It's when it's Chatshechem Moyadechem Son Anafshi. When it turns into a situation of Sakfid Hashasa Riglo, when that's what Yontif becomes about, that's when it's a problem. We'll stop here.